请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
I have 3 apples.
我有三个苹果。
There are 10 birds in the tree.
树上有十只鸟。
What time is it?
现在是几点？
It is 7 o'clock.
现在是七点钟。
I wake up at 6 in the morning.
我在早上六点醒来。
Today is Monday.
今天是星期一。
My birthday is on April 24th.
我的生日是4月24日。
We meet at 3 p.m.
我们下午三点见面。
I count to 20.
我数到二十。
The clock shows 12 o'clock.
钟显示十二点。
My class starts at 8:30.
我的课程八点三十分开始。
I write the date today.
我今天写日期。
It is 9:05.
现在是九点过五分。
We have lunch at 12 midday.
我们在中午十二点吃午饭。
The date is the 1st of May.
日期是五月一日。
He counts 1, 2, and 3.
他数一、二和三。
I go to bed at 10 o'clock.
我在十点钟上床。
Tomorrow is the 2nd of June.
明天是六月二日。
The jury room was quiet but tense.
陪审团是安静但紧张。
Everyone knew the trial was important.
每个人都知道那次审判很重要。
Harvey Weinstein sat calmly outside the courtroom.
哈维·温斯坦平静地坐在法庭外面。
Inside, the jurors debated the evidence again and again.
里面，陪审员一次又一次地辩论证据。
Some jurors wanted to end the trial faster.
一些陪审员想要更快地结束审判。
Others believed they should look at every detail carefully.
其他人认为他们应该仔细查看每一个细节。
Arguments sometimes grew loud and emotional.
争论有时变得激烈且充满感情。
One juror raised her voice to make a point.
一名陪审员提高了他的声音以表达一个观点。
Everyone wanted to be heard and understood.
每个人都想被倾听和理解。
The foreperson tried to keep order in the room.
主持人试图保持房间内的秩序。
Tensions rose as jurors shared their opinions.
当陪审员分享他们的意见时，紧张局势升级。
Some jurors felt the pressure to decide quickly.
一些陪审员感到必须迅速做出决定的压力。
Others wanted more time for justice.
其他人想要更多时间来伸张正义。
The debate went on for hours.
辩论持续了几个小时。
Finally, a vote was taken to reach a decision.
最终，进行了投票以达成决定。
Some jurors were happy with the result.
一些陪审员对结果感到满意。
Others felt the decision was not right.
其他人觉得这个决定不对。
The jury room remained a place of strong emotions and conflict until the end.
陪审团室一直是充满强烈情感和冲突的地方，直到最后。
Every Saturday, I go to the local market to buy fresh fruits and vegetables.
每个星期六，我去当地市场购买新鲜的水果和蔬菜。
The market is full of colorful stalls and friendly vendors.
市场充满了色彩斑斓的摊位和友好的商贩。
I like to choose the ripest apples and the sweetest oranges.
我喜欢选择最熟的苹果和最甜的橙子。
Sometimes I visit the department store to look for new clothes.
有时，我去百货商店寻找新衣服。
The department store has many floors dedicated to different products.
百货商店有许多楼层专门用于不同的产品。
I often find electronics and kitchenware at discounted prices.
我经常在打折价格找到电子产品和厨房用具。
Sometimes I try on clothes to see if they fit well.
有时，我是穿衣服以查看它们是否合适。
I always look for good quality and reasonable prices when shopping.
我总是在购物时寻找好的质量和合理的价格。
The cashier at the market is very polite and helpful.
市场的收银员非常有礼貌且乐于助人。
Sometimes I use a shopping list to remember what I need.
有时，我会使用购物清单来记住我需要的东西。
Carrying reusable bags helps reduce plastic waste.
携带可重复使用的袋子有助于减少塑料垃圾。
I prefer to pay by card because it is faster and safer.
我更喜欢用卡支付，因为它更快也更安全。
After shopping, I like to have a coffee at the nearby cafe.
购物之后，我喜欢在附近的咖啡馆喝咖啡。
It is important to compare prices before making a purchase.
在购买之前，比较价格很重要。
Quality often matters more than the brand name.
质量往往比品牌名称更重要。
Shopping online has become very popular in recent years.
网上购物在近几年变得非常流行。
However, I prefer visiting shops because I like to see and touch items.
然而，我更喜欢去商店，因为我喜欢看和触摸物品。
Shopping is not just about buying things, it can be a fun experience.
购物不仅仅是买东西，它还可以是一种有趣的体验。
In the end, smart shopping helps me save money and get what I need.
最终，精明的购物帮助我节省金钱并得到我需要的东西。
The final season of Special Investigation Team 9 has captivated viewers for years.
特别调查小组9的最后一个季节多年来一直吸引着观众。
As the show approaches its emotional conclusion, the cast shares their heartfelt reflections.
随着表演接近其情感的结局，演员们分享了他们真挚的反思。
Many fans treasure the series for its unique blend of suspense and character development.
许多粉丝珍惜这个系列，因为它独特地融合了悬念和角色发展。
During the final filming days, the atmosphere on set was emotionally charged.
在最后的拍摄日，片场的气氛充满情感。
Lead actor Yamamoto expressed his gratitude to the loyal audience repeatedly.
主演山本多次表达了他对忠实观众的感谢。
Co-star Suzuki mentioned how the team grew closer over the years.
合演铃木提到团队多年来越来越紧密。
The writers crafted intricate plots that kept the audience guessing until the last scene.
作者们精心编织了复杂的情节，使观众一直猜测，直到最后一幕。
Director Tanaka reflected on the challenges faced during production.
导演田中反思了在制作过程中遇到的挑战。
Each episode was carefully crafted to highlight social issues relevant to modern Japan.
每一集都经过精心制作，以突出与现代日本相关的社会问题。
Fans often discuss the show's impact on Japanese television dramas today.
粉丝们经常讨论该节目对日本电视剧的影响。
The chemistry between cast members is frequently praised by critics and fans alike.
演员之间的化学反应经常受到评论家和粉丝的赞扬。
Yamamoto stated that the show changed his perspective on teamwork and perseverance.
山本表示，节目改变了他对团队合作和毅力的看法。
The emotional scenes in the finale left both actors and audience in tears.
结局中的情感场景让演员和观众都流下了眼泪。
Suzuki confessed that saying goodbye to her character was unexpectedly difficult.
铃木承认，对他的角色说再见出乎意料的困难。
The series has inspired many viewers to pursue careers in law enforcement.
该系列启发了许多观众追求执法领域的职业。
The producers hinted that new projects might emerge from the success of Tokusou 9.
制作人暗示新的项目可能会从特传9的成功中涌现。
Fans continue to celebrate the legacy of the series through online communities.
粉丝们继续通过在线社区庆祝系列的遗产。
The Special Investigation Team 9 remains a landmark in Japanese television history.
特别调查组9仍然是日本电视历史上的一个里程碑。
Cynthia has always dreamed of a career in the entertainment industry.
辛西亚一直梦想着娱乐业的职业。
After years of hard work, she finally signed with Management Forest, an agency known for nurturing emerging talents.
经过多年的辛勤工作，她终于与管理森林签约。这是一家以培养新兴人才著称的机构。
This new partnership marked the beginning of an exhilarating chapter in Cynthia's professional life.
这段新的合作标志着辛西亚职业生涯中一个激动人心章节的开始。
Under the guidance of her new managers, Cynthia began expanding her skills beyond acting, exploring songwriting and directing.
在她新经理的指导下，辛西亚开始扩展她的技能，不仅限于演戏，还探索写歌和导演。
The entertainment industry is fiercely competitive, but Cynthia's resilience made her stand out among her peers.
娱乐产业竞争激烈，但辛西亚的韧性使她在同龄人中脱颖而出。
She learned the importance of networking and building sincere relationships within the industry.
她学到了建立网络和真诚关系的重要性，在行业内部。
Management Forest provided her with unparalleled support, coaching, and opportunities to showcase her diverse talents.
管理森林为她提供了无与伦比的支持、辅导和展示她多样才能的机会。
Her newfound confidence brought fresh energy to every project she undertook.
她新获得的自信为她承担的每一个项目带来了新的活力。
Opening doors to collaborations with established artists broadened her horizons significantly.
与知名艺术家的合作之门打开，显著拓宽了她的视野。
Despite challenges and occasional setbacks, Cynthia's passion remained unwavering.
尽管有挑战和偶尔的挫折，辛西亚的热情始终坚定不移。
Her ability to adapt and reinvent herself impressed both her management and her audience.
她适应和重新塑造自己的能力，给她的管理层和观众都留下了深刻印象。
One of Cynthia's greatest achievements was her role in a critically acclaimed independent film.
辛西亚最大的成就之一是她在一部备受好评的独立电影中的角色。
This project not only challenged her artistically but also expanded her fan base internationally.
这个项目不仅在艺术上挑战了她，而且在国际上扩大了她的粉丝群。
Cynthia insists that having a solid support system is crucial for enduring the unpredictable nature of entertainment.
辛西亚坚持认为，拥有坚实的支持系统对于应对娱乐业难以预测的本质至关重要。
She credits Management Forest's unwavering belief in her potential as a key ingredient to her ongoing success.
她归功于管理森林对她潜力的坚定信念，认为这是她持续成功的关键因素。
Looking ahead, Cynthia plans to take on roles that challenge stereotypes and inspire audiences worldwide.
展望未来，辛西亚计划承担挑战刻板印象并激励全球观众的角色。
She envisions a future where her artistry contributes to meaningful social conversations.
她设想了一个未来，在那里，她的艺术为有意义的社会对话做出贡献。
Her journey, marked by determination and growth, continues to inspire many aspiring artists today.
她的旅程充满决心与成长，继续激励着许多有抱负的艺术家们今天。
Ultimately, Cynthia's story is a testament to the power of perseverance and the importance of finding the right team.
最终，辛西亚的故事证明了坚持的力量以及找到合适团队的重要性。
In the realm of political philosophy, debates often revolve around the fundamental principles that govern human societies.
在政治哲学领域，辩论通常围绕着支配人类社会的基本原则展开。
Classical theorists like Plato and Aristotle laid down foundational ideas about justice, governance, and the role of the individual within the polis.
古典理论家如柏拉图和亚里士多德提出了关于正义、治理以及个人在城邦中的角色的基础理念。
These ideas resonated through centuries, influencing the emergence of social contract theories in the 17th and 18th centuries.
这些思想在几个世纪中引起共鸣，影响了社会契约理论的出现。
Philosophers such as Hobbes, Locke, and Rousseau debated the nature of human freedom and the legitimate grounds for political authority.
哲学家如霍布斯、洛克和卢梭辩论了人类自由的本质以及政治权威的合法依据。
The tension between individual liberty and collective security remains a pivotal concern in contemporary political discourse.
个人自由与集体安全之间的紧张关系在当代政治话语中仍然是一项关键关注点。
Modern theorists, including Rawls and Nozick, introduced competing visions of justice that challenged traditional notions.
现代理论家包括罗尔斯和诺奇克提出了对传统正义观念提出挑战的竞争性观点。
Rawls's theory of justice emphasizes fairness and the veil of ignorance, proposing egalitarian principles for society.
罗尔斯的正义理论强调公平和无知之幕，提出了社会的平等原则。
Conversely, Nozick champions a libertarian perspective that prioritizes individual rights and minimal state intervention.
相反，诺奇克支持一种自由主义视角，优先考虑个人权利和最小的国家干预。
These divergent frameworks illustrate the complexity involved in balancing liberty with equality and order.
这些不同的框架说明了在平衡自由、平等和秩序时所涉及的复杂性。
Moreover, feminist political theory critiques the male-centric narratives and advocates for inclusivity and recognition of diverse identities.
此外，女权主义政治理论批判以男性为中心的叙事，并倡导包容性及对多元身份的认可。
Contemporary discussions address globalization's impact, digital governance, and the challenges posed by populism.
当代讨论涉及全球化的影响、数字治理以及民粹主义带来的挑战。
The rapid technological advancements necessitate new frameworks to understand authority and citizen participation.
快速的技术进步需要新的框架来理解权威和公民参与。
Debates now incorporate environmental ethics and the responsibility of states to address climate change.
辩论现在融合了环境伦理和各国应对气候变化的责任。
This intersection of philosophy and practical governance highlights the dynamism inherent in political thought.
哲学与实际治理的交汇点凸显了政治思想中固有的活力。
Scholars continue to debate whether political ideologies can adequately respond to the complexities of the 21st century.
学者们继续辩论政治意识形态是否能够充分应对21世纪的复杂性。
Debates extend to the influence of economic systems and their role in shaping freedom and equality.
辩论延伸到经济系统的影响以及他们在塑造自由和平等中的作用。
The dialectic between capitalism and socialism remains central to understanding political economy.
资本主义与社会主义之间的辩证关系仍然是理解政治经济的核心。
In sum, political philosophy debates provide invaluable insights into the mechanisms of power, justice, and human coexistence.
总之，政治哲学辩论提供了对权力、公正及人类共存机制的宝贵见解。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。